Hello, this is Carl.
Good morning, Carl. This is John with Local Splash.
How you doing, sir?
I am blessed and highly favored, as always, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Doing okay? Okay, okay is better than bad. I'll take it.
I'm trying to get in touch with my... I've been on the phone all morning with Verizon Wireless.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how they've screwed me over, and I've neglected looking at my bank account, and my wife's in the dentist. She's trying to get... Anyway, long story.
A lot going on.
Yeah, so we did make a decision. I talked it over with my wife. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think it's going to... I just, you know, this is all stuff that, like you said, I have to make a decision, right?
Yeah. Well, the game plan all laid out already. So.
Yeah, well, the decision that we've made is that we're not going to proceed with the Ohio location anymore.
Oh, jeez. Okay. So it's just going to be one location.
Yes. And I do believe that I'm going to get rid of
Thrive. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have you build me a website just for
New York.
The New York address.
Okay.
I can hand over the GMB page or GBP page.
Yeah.
I just don't think, you know, I still have my sign down here. I can still do that at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still use you at a later date if, you know, I want to do that.
For
but
Ohio.
I think for Ohio, I just think for simplicity, there's so much work in upstate New York right now. You got Jersey, New York City, 8 million people in New York City alone, all moving up trying to build houses. And, you know, they just, upstate New York is very rural, and I can't get over how much lack of contractors there are up there. So,
yeah.
And I'm, like, blown away. I'm already, like, somewhat booked up into the summer here. So,
yeah.
I think there's a good possibility here that we can do this, but I wanted to take and reallocate the funds
mm-hmm.
towards Google Guaranteed. If I can go the extra mile to get me verified.
Yeah.
So instead of spending all the money over here on Ohio, I'm just going to, like, put all my eggs in one basket, I guess you'd say, for New York.
Okay. I could put together a deal for you for Google Verified as well. Let me run the numbers on what the lead costs are. Give me 1 second.
That would be through local service ads.
Yeah, they call it Google. They used to call it Google Guaranteed. Now it's called Google Verified, which is like verified leads that are, you know, they have form fill and then they talk to the client and then they hand them off to you live with the customer on the line. That way they only charge you the lead fee if you accept the lead, and they'll be able to verify you accept it through that call.
Right. Okay. That's fine. Yeah, I kind of know how that works a little bit. Just, you know, moving backwards a little bit. Sorry, my wife, you know, we talked and she just said that, you know, I'm not here. I don't live in Ohio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, if I end up spending all this money, and like you said, you know, it's a waste.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I mean, and you already kind of have, I know we talked on that too, like you've been there for 10 years, so you do still have like a pipeline of guys over in Ohio that you can still work with if need be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I can always turn on Angie. I can always turn on Angie down here real quick if I'm down in the area and I want to get some drywall or just wherever, but honestly, I don't want to be down here. I don't, it's like, it's all like rust belt. I've never... Actually, I only like the financial attributes of Ohio. I love it. I do like the deer hunting. I love the people, but I don't like the Rust Belt USA dirty factory marathon right up the road. They say if that thing goes off, it'd take out all of Canton.
Yeah, I believe it. I have a quote here, and it looks like you know, it's going to be a bit more affordable than I thought for Google Verified. I know New York's pretty strict usually, but this one, so you have to do a background check. You have to pass a background check to do Google Verified or Google Guaranteed. Or
no
Google
problem. No, I'm in the International Guard. I pass with a squeaky clean record.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not worried about that, but it's just, I'm just letting you know. I want to make sure that you're going to pass before we even get into charging anything. You know what I mean? Last thing I want to do is you not pass it, right? So I'm just throwing that out there. A general contractor license is required. No felonies in the last 7 years. Insurance requirements. Currently, there's no insurance requirement, but it's going to be updated to at least $250,000 in general liability by the end of 2026. So you might as well just.
I got a million.
Okay,
I haven't
noticed,
no problem.
Yeah, 250 is the minimum, so if you have any insurance, then you should be fine there. The cost per lead range. Okay, so the leads range from $28 to $43 a pop. And that's the one that surprised me. I thought that number was going to be a lot higher.
Well, I mean, drywall leads and for Angie, just for drywall leads, are between $22 and $30. So I don't know how they're making any money on you for drywall leads.
Yeah. Well, I put it, these are general contracting leads, so it's not just drywall, right? I have you in there for a full, like, GC, basically. So it's like roofing, everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you say you do metal roof services, right?
I'm trying to get out of it, honestly.
Fine.
Just
okay.
I would like to be on there for restoration, probably.
Okay. All right.
Restoration contractor, that kind of encompasses a lot of interior stuff, and I'm just, anything could be a restoration. I mean, there's only probably not even 1% of the population that's building new homes. So anything that needs to be updated, really, whether it be roof or anything, is a restoration. Rip out the old, put in the new.
Yeah. So let me do this. Yeah. Restoration, and see if that changes the numbers here with this. I got the live chat with Google across the street. Yeah, I could do drywall too. Yeah, okay, so restoration changed it. No, now the restoration leads go up a little bit. And that gets into water damage, fire, mold, and remediation. So those leads are actually more expensive. Let me type in drywall.
There's a lot more money in that.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's got, like, water damage or fire, mold remediation, you know, it's more than just drywall. You might be ripping out entire walls, you know.
Yeah, I got one going on right now up there.
Yeah, those leads go from $56 to $84 a pop. Let me just do drywall.
I mean, I could get verified just for, like, top ranking, but I could shut that off, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can get GV and be at the very top in the sponsored section, but they, and, you know, if you say, hey, I'm not accepting leads right now, then you'll kind of rotate down towards the bottom of the package of guys there. So it's really important that you're able to accept leads. Drywall also falls into the general contractor category, and I like having you in the general contractor category because, you know, then you're getting a wide range of leads. But this one's $28 to $43 again for drywall specifically. And just threw you in the GC category again when I put it in to the Google system.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how Angie's making money on you then.
Yeah, a lot of the leads that they get from Angie's is not from Google Verified. They're not Google Verified leads they're getting. What they do is they list themselves organically, like I was originally quoting you to do for the two other listings.
Okay.
And what they'll do is, like, when they get a lead or somebody fills out a form on their system where it says, like, 10 best contractors, they'll take that information and then they'll resell it for a fee. But it'll go to, like, three or four other guys. That's what you're missing. So even if they're charging the same amount for one lead, like, if it's a $43 lead and they're selling it for $43, the lead's going to you and three or four other guys. That's how they make their money. You know, the lead's not just going to you exclusively. And so you're paying to compete. That's how they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
You're not, it's not exclusive. With Google, it's exclusive. The customers hand it off.
Right, but at the end of the day, I'm still paying more, but I'm not sharing it with other people.
Right, and we're basically matching them, and then Google's also giving them insurance, too, if they go with the contractor that we're referring to them.
Okay.
The homeowner, right? So they want that. They know you passed the background check, and Google's going to back it up if something bad happens. So now they know you got insurance. Google's going to back it. They're home safe, right? They're, like, triple protected. So they go with those guys a lot of time that we recommend because you've gone through that program specifically. But just to break down the numbers, right, if you wanted to do for New York, go all in on it. I know I quoted you $249 per location. If you were doing one location, the lowest I could get it would be $299. But what I was thinking I could do is go back to that $249 number and then have you do the background check and application. Usually the application, it's $250. Just to do the background check and application, it's a one-time payment. So instead of you paying $499 to do both of them in New York, What I'm thinking I could do is I could drop the price on the application and background check down to $150. So that way today you're just looking at $399 to get both of them going. You'll have the.
What do you mean by both of them? When you say both of them, oh, for the. Yeah,
you're getting the full local package that we had originally talked about doing, and you need that because you need the new website, you need the name, address, and phone number cleanups. We got to clear all those discrepancies, get you unsuspended. You need that service. So that's $249 a month, month to month, right? The background check is going to be a one-time payment of $150. I knocked $100 off that. And then you have the lead fees will be separate from it all. If we list you under the GC category, they're going to ask you for a 13 lead balance to activate your account and have you at the top. So the 13 lead balance, you know, if you're looking at the $43 number, they're going to ask you for $559. This will probably be like a month, month and a half down the line, or depending on when you're ready. But I know the background check takes at least 2 to 3 weeks to get through for GC.
And then they'll reach back out to me to get that
$559, and then they give you the guarantee of 13 leads. But what a lot of our guys will do is they'll say, okay, I'm ready for it, and then they'll kind of decline the leads until they lock in a job on one of the leads that they know is, you know, maybe $5-10K. Then they're already profitable on the first lead they got, and they still got 12 in the pipeline.
Okay, so what do you need from me now? It's going to be
$399 today.
$399, and then later on they're going to come back and try to get $500.
$559, exactly.
But you're recommending some people, they pause it until they lock something in?
You could take the leads at your leisure. So you get the $559, right? But then the leads, let's say they call you with a lead and you go, I don't want to accept that one. I don't want to accept that one. That one's not a good fit for me. That one's not a good fit. Then you get a guy that's like, hey, I need somebody to start working on it. You know, in like a week, it's going to end up running like $5-6K. Okay, lock that in. Now you know that you got that job right there that's going to pay for everything. Your $399 today, your $559 in your lead fees, you're immediately profitable on it all, and you still have that 12 lead balance in there. Does that
make
sense?
Okay, I got you. Mm-hmm. So how many different services can I put in there? You could just add a whole bunch of stuff, right? Like
That's why I was saying the general contractor category, because I've been looking at all your services all day since yesterday and then a bit this morning, and I know that GC category will basically cover everything.
Okay. But if you can specifically
you can still even list from metal roofing if you're open to that, but it's up to you.
I mean, honestly, I'm trying to run from roofing. Too much insurance, too much, you know, liability. I mean, right now I'm trying to specific. I'm on for Angie for just drywall, and I made like $5,000 last week, staying alive in the dead of the winter.
Yeah,
and you know, they were just repairs. I had all of about 4 hours total of working, made $5,000, and I had more time on the road traveling.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you're either skilled in this crap or you're not. So
that's what they pay for is your expertise.
Well, yeah. So if I can just be on for like drywall. Like kind of geared toward add that to the general contracting, drywall repair.
Yeah, when I put in restoration, it goes to the water damage category. When I put in drywall, it goes to the GC category. So we'll be able to cover you for drywall. That's the lower ended leads anyway.
Okay.
Because if we list you for restoration and you're getting just restoration leads, which would include drywall too. But the cost is going $56 to $84 a pop, you know. And you get then your activation budget instead of paying $559, you'd be looking at.
Well, I can always cancel it. I can always cancel it, right? So
yeah,
I mean,
you'll still be Google verified, but yeah, you won't be paying leads. If you're not willing to pay the lead fees and you cancel it, then you know they just have you rotate off the top there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But if they, I've already kind of figured out how to cheat the system maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
If they talk to me, you know, I got to say, oh, can I call you right back? Then it breaks, you know, because they call through.
The calls are recorded. So keep this in the back of your mind, but don't spew it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're recorded. I know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, they've gotten over on me a lot, too. You know, they to dispute some of this stuff. So it's like,
Well, we can do it all for you, too. Like, we're handing them off to you live, so if you say, hey, it's not a good fit, then, you know, initially it's set up to charge you when the lead comes through, but we could dispute them and make sure you get your lead credit back. So that
well, what's the lead look like? If they just go through and hit my number and try calling me?
Well, no, so Google Verified leads are pre-qualified, so they'll actually talk to an agent.
I got you.
Yeah, and then the agent makes sure that it's a good fit for you, too, based on the types of jobs you're willing to get. Like, if you're saying, hey, I don't do full restoration, I just want drywall, we talk to the guy, and the guy's going, hey, this will probably be a full restoration job, then we know not to even match him up with you. Those ones won't come through.
I got you. So before, they would just hit my number. They would just call me.
Yeah.
So I'd be getting phone calls from, like, Latin people looking for work, and I would get charged $30-$40 just for the call. And I'm like, dude, I got to hang up because.
So just to be clear, too, with this package, you're doing local plus Google Guaranteed. So the guaranteed leads are pre-screened. Those ones are designed to kind of be knockouts as long as you accept them, right? But you also do have your organic listing there where that could happen. Like, somebody could contact you and be like, hey, I was looking for work from your local listing. But the difference is you wouldn't get charged a lead fee for that, because that wouldn't make it through the lead system. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So they've tightened
up. You won't have that problem at all. Yeah.
All right. So that's the problem I had before. And that's why, okay. So that's good. Will I appear on maps at the top?
Correct. Yeah, you're going to have both. Okay. So you'll have the maps, and you'll also be in the sponsored section with Google Verified. That's why I'm saying we're hitting New York, like, full-fledged with this at $399.
Okay. So everything from, like, North Creek down to Saratoga. There's like a 30-mile radius. I'm in Warrensburg, so like all that area, Queensbury, Glens Falls, everywhere. Yep. I mean, it's I don't want to be below Saratoga.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to customize it. So basically what would happen is if you're like, hey, let's go ahead and do it for New York, I'll create that account and I'll secure the position, get all the receipts and everything outlined to you in writing, and then your login credentials. I'll schedule an appointment, though, for a client interview. Where you'll actually sit down with an account manager, too. This is the person that's going to be pre-screening your leads, disputing your leads. They'll customize everything. So they'll go over the area, what kind of leads you accept, how you want your website to look. That'll all happen during that call.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Well, I mean, let's do it.
Okay. So let me create the
account. And you're going to do the AI assistant, too. You said there was some new technology that
You're going to get AI overview submission, and then we're also going to do ADA for you, which is the AI digital assistant. Okay, that's going to be a part of your Google Voice tracking number for New York. And I don't know what happened with your phone company there, but all you need is one line, because they're going to give you a Google Voice number anyway, and then we'll have you save that number under the business name, or like the business name New York, so that way you know it's New York leads when they come in, and then ADA will be available on that and your Google Verified campaign as well.
All righty.
Okay. All right, so let me create the profile for you. I already had everything pulled up. I had like 6 windows I'd left open. I've been thinking about you since yesterday.
No, I
got you. Okay, so here we go. All New York.
Hopefully nothing too negative.
No, we're good. I was just trying to game plan how we were going to do them both, but I like that you decided to just go with New York. It makes it a lot easier for us because we don't have to communicate with Thrive and tell Thrive, hey, change this, do this, do that, you know?
Thrive is going to go. I got an agent guy that I really like, and I'm going to tell him, hey, man. So that money comes out of my account every single month, like $180. And honestly, they don't do anything for me. They really don't. I mean, unless I have a problem, I call him, and then he's a Thrive agent, so he gets somebody on the phone. They do have a Google thing going on, but they quit doing SEO for me a long time ago. Like, they did it initial, and then I've just been paying.
So basically, it's just you're paying for site and everything that doesn't really have a chance to be in front of the right people in Ohio anyway.
No, and nobody's advising me of, like, and to their credit, you know, like, I am all over the map, but I just moved. It's a good opportunity to just shut off my old shell. And
well, we're probably going to have Google shut that GBP down anyway if there's a problem with the verification for New York. So you shouldn't be paying Thrive if that ends up happening, because that Google business profile will basically be useless and you're not losing anything. I mean, you have no reviews, no nothing on there. It's just a listing that's floating through the cosmos.
I know, which is sad because I had a lot.
Yeah. I know. Oh, you said you had 37 on that old listing.
Yeah,
I'll see if they can revive that, too. I got to get in there and dig a little deeper and sit down with them. But now that it's an actual active account and they're going to be doing the background check, too, for GV, it'll be a lot easier to get their attention and actually sit down with them and go through it here. So,
okay.
I'll jump on it. We'll see if we can revive that. But I'm not going to promise you anything. I'll just try to see what I can do, okay?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, my customers are coming in, Angie, whatever. I can grow. I mean,
yeah.
It's going to take
also,
time.
You, there's a way in your tracking system where once your Google business profile for New York is verified and your password background check and it's live, you can actually go into your app and text, like, old clients, old numbers. And it's super easy for them. It's not like you're bugging them. It's just a text that comes through and it's like, leave a star rating for dual action builder. You know, maybe we could send a bunch of those out and see if
builders.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah,
no, it's okay.
We'll send a bunch of those out and then see if we can maybe start to harvest some that way.
Yeah.
We want to get 5 of them as soon as possible for the Google Verified campaign as well.
I just hit 5 on Angie.
Okay. Yeah. And, we can just text those guys and see if we can get them to do it on Google. Because it's verified. Like, it verifies that they're actually writing it through a account where they're logged into their email. So if they do it from their cell phone, they just got to click the star rating, type it out, and then they'll be legitimate on Google.
Right. Sure. So your manager's going to sit down with me and get all this ironed out, what apps I have to download, what I have to give them.
Yeah, the
I
app is just for business content. Thing. Yeah, you just local splash in your app store.
Okay.
Yeah, you can download that. But let me create this account. What's your last name, Carl?
Duell. D-U-E-L-L.
Okay. And then Carl's not short for anything, right? You're not a Carlos?
No, definitely not.
You
are you
like
kidding
Carlos.
Me? Come on, man.
Oh, man.
I'm waiting.
Hey, you never know it out, Dave.
Maybe in Southern California. For
yeah. There's a lot of Carlos over here.
I don't think they're scared to come up this far north.
Yeah, I know, right? Or I don't know, man. They got some balls on them, you know. They're in Texas, you know. Go somewhere. It's pro-Second Amendment. They get
I know a lot of them personally. They've disappeared recently.
Yeah.
There's
a
barber right in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
They watched the news, and, he actually just quit a few weeks ago. He was an excellent barber. He's like, he just disappeared.
Yeah.
He had to quit. He went back home. Because
it's a pretty regular thing to see out here. Our news, our local news, like every night is just something, you know. And they try to, like, resist the high-speed chase. So it was like icing some random guy, you know, every night.
I got an ICE agent buddy that's in the military. He's in my squadron. He's in Minnesota.
Yeah, me too. One of my best friends. He was a Marine, and then he was local PD, and then he flipped over to ICE because they incentivize them for each person that they detain. It's kind of interesting to see. He puts random stuff. He's got like a private Instagram, but I just see stuff all the time on there where he'll post like, got another one. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, well, they say, you know, I just heard something very, very interesting, a very good point, because I was on the phone talking about this thing. I laid all my feelings out on Facebook, and I'm like, and this guy says, well, it's not what Jesus would do.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
Anyway,
well, maybe. I don't know.
I disagreed.
Yeah.
I said,
maybe.
And I gave hit him
I
with
mean,
a lot
did
of like.
Create,
well, you look
you know,
at this border, okay? You
look
at heaven.
Babylon, and he
look at
you know,
heaven.
Dispersed everybody.
Look at heaven. Is there everybody going to be in heaven? So I look at like the United States,
there's a border
like heaven.
Between heaven and hell. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
so I mean,
that
like,
is a good point.
I mean, if the United States is like heaven, okay, everybody wants to come here. Does Jesus let everybody into heaven?
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
So it's like you got to repent and believe, and then Jesus lets you into heaven. He advocates for you on the right hand of the Father. So.
You could do it the right way. That's the thing, and I have to believe that you know they either didn't try or they tried and got turned down. And then they came that way, you know.
Well, we definitely need reform. We need reform.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I get both sides of it, but like I get where they're going with it, where it's like, oh, you know, the borders, and it's like we're born on Earth, we should be able to go everywhere on Earth. And I kind of like, as a person who loves to travel, I've always had a U.S. passport, so it's never really been a problem for me. And I do think people should be able to experience the rest of the world, but I'm also like, no.
But it's
I don't want my kids growing up around this guy that was just a criminal and fled over to the United States. And now he's, you know, running wild.
Well, there's that. Yeah. There's all that, too. And then there's theft of services. You go into any hospital in a metropolitan area, half of them are illegal immigrants. Illegal. And you know they're – and I talked to them, they're like, how do you know they're illegal? I'm like, listen to them talk. They're families. They all stick together. They came here in a caravan, like you can tell.
Yeah.
Like it's
– accents kind of that giveaway at that point, you know.
Or if they don't speak any English.
Yeah, well, that's also a dead giveaway. But even an accent, like your first language is English, you're not going to have an accent.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, all good. I know, that's kind of a deep talk today. What's your address for New York, actually? I only had a P.O. box here for you.
Yeah, so it's 15 James Street, Warrensburg, Warrensburg.
Yeah, I've been using Warrensburg and the 12885 address in order to pull all these numbers and everything.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I just didn't have the actual street address. Do you want that to remain hidden? So it just says, you know, Warrensburg, New York. Okay. I got you. Okay. And then this dual action builders website, we're going to build you a new one. So I'm just going to delete this one from our records. Okay. And it needs my site. Custom website design. Okay. Save. All right. And then what's the business email for the New York location? Do you have a separate one or are you just using
the same? I have a sales account, which once we secure a customer, I start going through sales.
Uh-huh.
Dual Action Builders at gmail.com is more my marketing website, so I'll use that for people to reach out. They are linked. I have both of them on my website right now. So sales at dualaction.com and dualactionbuilders@gmail.com.
Okay, I just need one because I'm going to send you everything in writing and a receipt, right, in your service agreement, and then I'll also send the UN and password, and then you're going to have to fill out a form and an application for Google Verified or Google Guarantee local service ads. So I'm going to send it all to one email.
Okay.
Which one do you want to use?
You can just send it to Dual Action Builders.
Okay.
So my partner, he's like my silent partner. He has access to the sales email, sales at Dual Action.
Okay. I understand why you have that, but we have that app and tracking system, and once you log into it, you'll be like, okay, because it'll pipeline everything already there as you're intending to do with that email. So.
So should I do the sales one? Because what if I hire a manager to deal with all this?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to hire a manager, you're going to want them to be able to access the app and get these notifications marketing-wise, too. That way you guys aren't missing clients, you know, if you're out there.
Yeah, we can do the sales. We can do the sales at dualaction.com just because he's going to want to have access to this.
Okay. Dualaction.com. Okay.
There's certain things I don't want them to have access to, though, so it's
No, 100%.
Yeah, like my personal business.
You also got to prepare for, you know, worst-case scenario one day, right? You guys part ways. You don't want him getting in there doing anything. So.
Well, that's – yeah, I use – right, my Dual Action Builders. That's my main, and then I got to – yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
I got you. All right, so we got – AIO and ADA locked in. They're going to give you the tracking number. We'll buy the domain, get the website going. We've got to verify this location. All right. And then hours of operation.
I go 8 to 8. That's what is pretty much everywhere.
Monday through Sunday or?
Monday through Saturday. Sunday's off.
Okay. Sunday closed, 8 to 8. Okay, got it. Update. All right, and now for client interview. Okay. So client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window in case the call goes over. You have any extra questions? What do you think would be the best time to do the client interview?
I could do it later on today if you want, but
okay.
Yeah.
Let me just pull in this calendar and see what I got to say. Because I need you to be with the rep that has the Google Verified cert as well, so that way we could do them both at once instead of having two separate calls.
I got you.
So let me get there. Okay, account management. Okay, so today with an account management, I can do, I got 5 to 6, I got 6 to 7, and I got 6:30 to 7:30.
Yeah, we can do 5 to 6.
5 to 6, okay. All right, I'm going to send you a invite to the appointment. They're also going to text you 1 hour prior as a heads-up reminder.
Okay,
if anything pops up or changes, just let me know. You still have my direct number and extension from yesterday, Carl?
I'm not sure that I do.
Okay, I'll resend it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to make sure you can get a hold of me directly, too, if you need. Go and save.
I'm going with that pump pump.
Okay, okay, bam. sales@dualaction.com. Please share anything that will help prepare for our meeting. It's going to be mostly general knowledge information. So it should be okay. The main things are just filling out the application and everything that I'm going to send to you right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we'll spearhead this and get it going.
Yeah, I kind of got everything laid out. I actually triple did my homework because I was planning on the Ohio too. So it's going to be pretty easy. I've done most of it. So that way today I was planning on it just being quick, like, hey, let's get the transaction going, get the blessing, and set up this appointment. So it should be pretty easy for them too. It's like heavily notated with everything in here. Okay. Boom. All right. Appointment set. You'll get the invite for that. I text you over the number. And then let me go into billing here, and I got to adjust it for the ideal package with local service ads as well. So, VIP customer with AI and ADA.
Now, you guys use AI to build your websites, right?
No, well, they'll manually, I mean, we could, if you want to use it like for like a rough draft or you have one that you like.
I mean, I started a company up there just last year because I advertised as a builder, but
uh-huh.
I had a marketing problem. So mm-hmm. I wanted to chase bathrooms throughout the winter. So I started ADK Bath Co. I think I kind of let it go. I quit making the payment, like the website hosting, but Adirondack Bath Company. And green sign, great brand. I didn't even do anything with it.
Hmm.
But nice website. And then through GoDaddy. GoDaddy had a whole AI builder. Like, all I had to do was upload a beautiful looking website. And, yeah, for all bathrooms. Bathroom content. I built it right out on GoDaddy.
Yeah, the AI works. Like, we can do it that way. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's going to come down to, like, what you say in the interview, and then the representative in that department will do, you know, what's best. If we
I'm not opposed to it. I don't know how you guys make money and without mass producing them.
Well, we do also have to pick the brain. So that's why I say, like, there's going to be times where it's like, sure, AI can build it to a degree, but we also want to collaborate with you. And if you say, hey, I'm looking for these things, then we have to manually go in there and make the adjustments.
Right. No,
well,
I get it.
So it helps, but it's not going to be fully automated and just here you go,
no.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, boom. All right. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $399, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Now, is this just under your name, or does it have the business name on it as well?
This has got my name.
Parent company. Okay. It doesn't say Dual Action Builders?
No.
Okay. I'm going to make sure to put it on the invoice, though, for your write-offs later.
It does have DAB LLC.
DAB LLC.
Dad.
Okay. There we go. I was like, there's got to be something on there.
Yeah, it's got my name, but then it's got DAB, Dual Action Builders, LLC.
Okay. And then is this the billing address for the card the same as the street address that we're going to verify for New York, or is it still under the Ohio information?
It's probably underneath the Ohio 8178. I don't know if it's all been changed to Capital One or not, but
okay.
You can try
if not, it'll end up declining. So let's try the Ohio address, if that's what you think. So you said it was 8178? Oh, I had it on your website here. Let me go to the website. 8178 Navarre Road, Southwest?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
They get mad at you when you pronounce it like that around here. It's like Oregon. Oregon. It's like Oregon. It's Oregon.
I'm from Cali, so I have to stop myself from saying dude and bro a lot of the time. I had a guy go, why are you calling me bro? I said, well, Jesus Christ said we're all brothers and sisters. And he goes, oh. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, I got you here. So, boom, and then address verified. All right, is this a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Hold on a second. I'm just going through about a couple feet of snow with my truck.
Oh, that's what it was. I was like, is that the radio or something going on?
Yeah, truth for life, man. Mm-hmm. Now it's your bag. 4802.
4802.
1396.
1396.
9254.
7290. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0926. That's the expiration.
26. And then 3-digit code on the back.
416.
416. Okay. And then I got to walk you through a voice verification before I process the payment. As I'm walking you through this, if I say anything that you don't agree with or don't understand, just feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase it for you.
All right.
Oh. Well, apparently my phone thought I was talking to it. All right. So you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Dual Action Builders, LLC.
Okay. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Carl J. Duell IV, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Carl, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Oh, man. Okay. Hold on one second. They just told me I need to do a regular client interview here. Jesus.
I don't remember the code, so.
You're talking to me?
No, I'm just trying to put other things in motion while we're doing this.
Oh, okay. No problem. So I actually got a notification here from our back end while I'm in the middle of this recording, and she said that we need to have you do not just the account manager interview, but they want to do a regular client interview, and then they'll have the account manager there present. So I actually scheduled you on the wrong calendar, so I'm going to have to change it. The next available time for the client interview with both of them today is in about an hour and 20 minutes. You think you'd be able to do that? It's 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Okay, Carl, Duell. So I'll send you another invite. I know you already have one there, but let me just snag this last spot.
Carl with a K.
It's with a K?
Yep.
Oh, Jesus. I've been spelling it wrong this entire time.
That's all right.
That's why you shouldn't assume things, though. That's my fault. Okay, let me fix this. That makes sense. It's not Carlos, right?
Right. Yeah. German way.
I got it. Okay. Send. Okay. Schedule event. Okay. Cool. So I got it. Should be sooner here now. So now you're locked in between two. All right. Let me go back to this voice verification. Supporting your response to calls and emails from our company within a reasonable period of time. Okay. Where was it? Okay, it says to save our 877-635-6225 number. So that's the number that I've been texting you on. I also sent over the same number with my direct extension in case you need to get a hold of me. It's just saying to save that under local Splash, so that way you know and recognize the calls that are coming from us. As a result of increased visibility, it says, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. You'll be provided with a security question in order to verify the call is coming from local Splash or Google themselves and not another company. So you have three options for this. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's see here. My first pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name, Carl?
Oreo.
Those are always ones that are embarrassing. It's just like, I was a little kid.
I don't know. What...
Let's see. All right. Got it.
Hold on. Hold on. I think it might be the other one.
Okay. Got it. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And that's so that we can avoid, like, all this duplication that you have going on and the discrepancies. We don't want any duplicates floating around or you paying for something we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure, just double check.
Okay.
Okay, and then as a part of the Google verification process, it's essential that we receive the required business documents in a timely manner. There's going to be a form that you fill out, but the documents may include things like your business license, proof of insurance, the Google verified or local service ads application, and any other items recommended for your GBP verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days of signing up with us. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in,
put it back on,
in delays or suspension. It says, do you agree to submit these items within 7 days of signing up with us?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be on your coattail about it, but just keep that in mind. Then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 5th, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $399. For what is called our ideal package. This will include your local setup with the website included and your local service ads and Google verified campaigns. We do ask for a 3-month verbal commitment. So your monthly payments will automatically renew each month on the fifth day. It'll stay in this discounted pricing structure of $249 after today, reoccurring. And then, of course, you'll have your lead fees as a separate payment. It says you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, please contact us before the next bill is due so that way we can stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
For the $249, that was?
Yeah, so today it's $399. And then each month reoccurring is $249 plus your lead fees, right? So the lead activation budget will be $559 once you activate. That'll guarantee you 13 leads. The way the leads work with Google Verified, if you don't go through the 13 leads in a month, it's not going to automatically charge you $560 the next month. It'll roll over until you exhaust the 13 leads, and then the balance will renew.
Okay. But the $249 is...
$249 is reoccurring, yeah, each month on the 5th.
So $100 for the hosting, the Google site, and then you got $150 for SEO optimization or whatever you guys do.
Right, and we're also going to do Facebook ads, and then I included the site, AI overview, and
data
as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Tracking. Okay. Right. This is all going to get sent to you in writing right now, too, so that way you don't have to remember it all. Just once I process it. So I'm going to process the payment now. Hang on the line with me here so I can make sure you get all the paperwork.
My realtor. I got another phone appointment at 2, but I have no idea what they're talking about.
Problem with the sump pump? I was going to say, the main issue with these not running sometimes is that float gets stuck. That's it. You just go down there.
They didn't. No, they were saying that they want a hole. It's dumb.
Well, what? I'll wait till you, if you want. I don't mind waiting until you're done. We can chat it up a little.
I got another appointment at 2. So we only got an hour here, so, I mean, I'm late here, you know what I mean? And then I got, Joe, I got to get to bed by, like, 8 o'clock tonight.
So is this one working?
I don't know. Get some water and find out.
Where's the water? It's
in the middle of selling a house here, and they said that the sump pumps are not working well. It is working.
All right. Did you start getting some text messages from us?
No.
Okay. One second here. I'm going to send the Google Verified or Local Service Ads application manually. Okay, so I'm going to text this over to you. I got to make sure you have that because that's pretty much your homework for tonight. Like, we need you to fill out this form and get it back to us. That'll initiate the background check.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Carl. This is the most advanced form of digital marketing you could do.
Nice. Can you repeat that again, sir?
This is the most advanced form of digital marketing and advertising that you can do.
How many people you tell that to?
You. That's not something I normally would say on a day-to-day basis because not everybody's getting local service ads and this. Some people won't even qualify for local service ads, you know. And then not to mention we're building a site and everything else too. Well, you got to be able to pass the background check, you know. And then some people, maybe they don't have the insurance or they don't have the proper license that their state requires, and you know. So you have to check every single one of those boxes, not to mention building a website. Some people already have a website. Some people are already Google verified. So you're literally getting everything. I mean, with the exception of Google Ads. You don't really need Google Ads if you're doing Google verified. That's already a step above it. So you got pay-per-lead, you got your organic listings, you got Facebook, you got Yelp, you got Yellow Pages, you got Google verification, you got a website. I mean, you literally have the most advanced marketing strategy that you can buy.
And then I have Angie too for just drywall.
Yeah, and then they got that there. I mean, once you get this up and running and you're getting those Google verified leads, you'll probably leave those guys though. I don't see a reason to get the leads from them when they're reselling them to 3 or 4 other guys when we can have them hand it off to you exclusively.
I hear you though, but I get a pretty good high close rate. So like, I mean, people just, they either have confidence with you or they don't. You know, like, I've had people tell me they're...
You'll see.
Not too
long
ago, they say.
We're gonna spoon-feed these guys to you. You'll see.
Well, no, they're in the construction industry, some people are really rough. Some people are not only really rough, but other people are really just, I'm bigger than thou type of mentality. Like, I'm just holier than thou type of...
kind of mentality that contractors are just,
yeah, oh, they're just, oh, they're the best. And yeah. arrogance, yeah. And then you got the other kind that are just show up with, you know, no teeth and smoking a cigarette, and they show up with a bomb truck. And then, you know, that's the construction industry, okay? You got two. But if you're in the middle and you just, like, you can speak somewhat clearly and you're, you know, I'm kind of good looking. That's what they tell me. But ladies like that, and they say just, oh, I felt most comfortable with you. I just do. I just, I couldn't imagine going with anybody else but you. Hmm. You know, it's just, you know.
Well,
the
Google verified guys, they want somebody who's background checked, and they get the extra insurance from Google, so that's why they're enrolling in it. Then we're matching them up to their project and handing them off to you. So, I mean, even if you're an a-hole, you can succeed with this one. Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, though. I don't have any doubts. If you could do anything with Home Advisor, you'll do great with this. That's what I'm saying. You'll see. I'm not telling you to cancel them or that it's a bad service.
Yeah.
But my
close rate
was
like 7 out of 10. My close rate with Angie was like 7 out of 10.
Yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But we try to make these ones 100%, so that way you're not paying 30% of your lead fees for nothing, you know?
Right. I understand.
Yeah. We'll dispute them if there's a problem with them, so that way we can try to make sure when you're spending money, it's actually moving the business forward and not just a dead lead fee.
Right.
Okay.
I
sent the application over, and then you have a full outline of the agreement in writing as well.
Okay, and you emailed that to the sales email?
I emailed it and texted them over to you, so you should have both. Okay, unless you opt out of it. But basically what we need from you is to just sign your subscription terms, the outline of the agreement there, and then work on your application. You could do that this evening, but before the interview here in about an hour and 7 minutes, we'll want the subscription terms signed off on. And then I don't know if you downloaded the app, but the login credentials are in there too. I see they've texted that over.
I see access your dashboard.
Yep, that's
okay,
it.
Okay, I don't know what my username is.
Your phone number, 518-415-5124.
Password? What's the password?
Big Internet. All one word. Big Internet. And then you can change it. Yeah, BIGINTERNET. Big Internet.
And I'm sure that's in the instruction, but it's...
Yeah, yeah. It's in your text. It's right there.
Okay.
Yeah. But you want to download the app. I don't know if you did that yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because the app's better than the PC version. After you sign the subscription terms, it'll automatically take you to the login for the app, but that's the PC version. You want to download it and then be able to access it that way, and then you can give your account manager or your in-house guy there that's going to be managing things, the UN and password, so that way they can access that pipeline of leads for New York.
Oh, it says signature. Your name is Carl Duell with a C, though.
What? I updated it. Hold on. Don't sign it. Ah, Jesus Christ. I changed it on the account, but not in the billing.
Okay.
All right, give me one sec. I'll update it and resend it to you. God. I can't stand when I do little things like that, man. It drives me nuts.
Is it kicking on yet?
Just for a quick second.
Yeah, just I'm hard on myself. Easy on my employees, but hard on myself.
You did that for that. Well, it needs to get on.
I got you. Yeah. Well, let's see if it kicks on. Takes a minute. Just leave it running. I'll fill this jug up.
All right, I manually updated it, and then I'm going to resend it to you. So it's going to look the same, except for when you click on the link, it should have your name updated in it now with the K.
Okay.
Okay, so it's just going to come through again.
And this is through email?
It'll be emailed and texted. Mm-hmm. You got to sign off on that once you read through it. And then we got the client interview here in about an hour and 5 minutes. So I got a lot of work to do on this thing over the next hour, so I want to – you know, just make sure they're all prepared for the interview and that goes smooth and it's an easy call for you. But I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our team here at Local Splash. If you do have any questions, comments, or concerns, you got my direct number and extension, and then you're going to have an account manager that we'll introduce you to as well during the client interview process to oversee everything. So don't hesitate to reach out if you need anything, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right, we'll get to work on this. We'll talk to you in an hour. Look out for that call.
Okay. Yep, all right, bye.
Where's the